Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
Taking a look at your sport for the afternoon and for a All Rugby World Cup report. The second round of matches at the 2023 Rugby World Cup kicks off tomorrow night with the host France in action. The French will play against the South American Minnows, Uruguay, in Lille. Now, last week, Les Blues kicked off their campaign with a stunning 27-13 victory against the All Blacks in St. Denis. Uruguay, in turn, enjoyed an opening round bye and will start their tournament tomorrow. Now, the defending champions, the Springboks, in turn, will play their second game of the World Cup on Sunday when they run out against Romania in Bordeaux. The Boks are the overwhelming favourites to win this game, and they should have no trouble in earning a bonus point win. The Oaks did, however, manage to crack the Irish defence within 2 minutes last week, and although they were walloped 82-8, enough, no other team has managed to do that to Ireland in recent times. The Boks will be fielding a new-look team for the game, and one of these players is the versatile Dion Fourie. The 36-year-old, who is equally comfortable on the flank as well as hooker, said he would never have imagined playing in a World Cup for the Springboks.
It's exciting and a very proud moment as well. It didn't really sunk in until on Monday when we got those medals with the open ceremony. And then you realise that you're in the things now. And yeah, like I said, it's a proud moment for me and my family and for the country as well to represent them in the World Cup. I thought I would come over to France to watch a few games when I went back to South Africa, and you know, now I'm playing this.
This game between the Springboks and Romania kicks off at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, there is still much debate about the Tom Curry incident on the weekend in the game between England and Argentina. A dangerous tackle led to the English flanker being red carded 3 minutes into the game, and subsequently he has received a two-match suspension. English centre Elliot Daly feels that the head-on-head collisions happen in rugby, and it's best to move on from the incident.
Yeah, of course, we're clear. Obviously, rugby's a split-second game, and obviously we've been on the wrong side of a few of the calls. Not the wrong side, but we've got a few reds in the last couple of games, but that's what it is. It's rugby, you've got to get on with it. We understand the laws. Obviously, it's disappointing when you go down to 14 men, but I think the way we went about it the weekend was brilliant. To come away with that kind of result with 14 was great.
England will face Japan at 9 p.m. in Nice in their next game at the World Cup. And there you have it, that's all for now. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on OFM.co.za.